Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast with me, James Welsh.
And me, Robert Welsh.
We talk skincare, makeup, influencing within the influencer realm. We are influencers and we will talk about that.
We are in that realm.
Yeah, so we talk about it quite openly. And listen, today we want to do another episode where we just complain about stuff that has been bothering us for what?
Yeah.
Like the last... What,
week?
Week? If you were having a good day, stop it now.
Stop it now.
Or if you just want to hear some moaning and complaining. There's been a lot going on. But first, right, we usually do a what you've been loving, but because this is an episode full of negative teen hate and spite.
Guys, normalize full of
negativity.
Normalize
negative days. What have you been, oh my God, just hating?
I was very unprepared for this question.
It's actually a hard question.
It is a really hard question.
Because we like a lot of stuff.
You know what I used the other week.
Tell me.
So there's this brand called, I think they're called Kiss Lashes, and they had this thing called Fulscara, which, you know what, is a great idea. You basically stick the eyelashes, underneath your... underneath your
Oh, someone's calling you then. Fulscara.
Yeah, underneath your normal eyelashes. Oh, I've been speaking to a scammer on Hangouts as potentially someone else.
You?
I had a missed call. Should I call? Wait, quick. Oh my God.
Keep recording.
Okay.
Hello?
Can you hear me? They got themselves on mute. Listen, this is actual Robert Welsh, and you've been talking to my followers. And I'm with my brother, and you've been telling the person that, you know, I pretend to be that you're recording with my brother.
And we're recording you.
And we're recording you right now for content, so you need to stop, my friend. Get a grip.
What are you doing? Like, are you giving out free shit?
Do you want, like, an Amazon voucher?
Yeah, like, do you want some palettes or something? Like, what do you want?
What's happening?
What's the issue?
You can speak.
You haven't got, like, ear pods in, have you, there?
No. Oh, maybe I do. 1 second, please. No, I don't. Are you going to talk to us, or...?
Put your camera on. Google Hangout.
Are they even telling people as well that they can do, like, a selfie with me? So I bet they were going to record, like, just... I don't know. I don't know what they would have done. Tell us, what would you have done?
What's your plan? What have you got? How can we help you?
Yeah.
Oh, are they phoning it? Oh.
Should I call them?
Yeah, go. Call them back. So for those listening, we're talking to Robert Scammer right now. What have they been doing? Like, messaging as you on YouTube?
They've been messaging, like, other people, like women, and asking them to send pictures of themselves.
That's so weird.
And they've been like, you're really pretty, to be honest. Okay, well, that's that.
Anyway.
Right, where were we?
Fulscara.
So the lashes, so it's like tiny clippings off like a full strip, almost like individual lashes, but longer. Mm-hmm. And they stick underneath your lashes, but you have to apply this... like adhesive to your lash first, and then you stick it to your lash, and then you have to kind of pinch it, and then there's something to seal it. It's false lashes, but that stick underneath. But there's like 10 extra. No, that's a lie. 2 extra steps.
So under your top eyelid.
What's the benefit
to sticking them?
So
underneath?
It's meant to look more real, and so you don't get that band, that kind of separation from your lateral lash.
Who has the room?
Who has the fucking time? Is my question. Has the time?
I'm confused. Hang on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, so...
Do I have any?
It goes on this bit. Yes, yeah.
That's revolting.
And I think
how
it's like,
on earth it, yeah. it's going to touch your eyeball.
It's going to touch your eyeball. Maybe it might do. But they seem to be a very professional company. So of course it's going to be tested around the eyes. Like these glues and adhesives are going to be safe for using our eye. But I just couldn't. I was like, no, this is too much fiddly. I can put on a pair of lashes. I'm clicking.
Too much fiddly.
I'm clicking like this, like this on someone. If I was to do that on a client, I'd be like, look up for me, look down. Is that comfortable? Am I in your eye? I just, you know, good on them for inventing something new.
There's a court case there.
And some people like them. Some people are like, oh, I really like these. They do look natural on people. Mm. And I think that's the other thing. Like, it was a lot of struggle for not much of an overall image.
Yeah.
I haven't tried the strip ones, though. I never do strip lashes, but I'm not sure how they look.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm. So, James, listen. Mm. That's full scarra for you.
Yeah, yeah,
tell
yeah.
me, what have you been hating?
There's
no way to say it. Yeah, I guess
Do you know what? I've been hating the Heritage Store Rosewater Facial Toner.
Show me a picture.
You'll recognise it.
Yeah.
That one.
Oh.
I know.
That looks like nail polish remover.
But basically, all it is really is rosewater and glycerin, which is perfect for hydrating your skin.
Yeah.
But it smells like gift shop. It smells like gift shop at a farm with potpourri everywhere. And it's just too much. I don't understand the hype around rose water. And I think if something's going to smell like something, not rose water.
See, I actually don't mind rose. Like, I'd rather it not be like the Maybelline, the powder. Is it Maybelline? No, L'Oreal Infallible powder. Remember that?
Smells like rose.
Smells like rose.
Does
which
it?
I think is a little bit like...
The one we tried smells like rose. Oh, it just smells.
It was
like...
a bit rosy. And I was like, okay, that's not... I don't know. There's some places where you want it and some places where you don't, you know?
I just think spritzing over my face where it can so easily go up my nose. Because everyone loves it and it is a good product. And I hated it, put it away, tried it again recently. And I've been trying it for like 5 days trying to get used to it. I'm just like, no, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Listen, let's get into the complaining.
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, we are recording this the day after Tarte Cosmetics posted a video on their Instagram of them using a primer that they said wasn't a filter when it clearly was a filter.
So it was a blur. Yeah, it's meant to be like a blurring
pore minimizing primer. And literally the video was this lady applying it with her fingers. They had used some kind of blurring mask to follow where her finger was
and
going.
And here's the deal. It was very, very obvious. And actually it became more obvious the more people were tagging me and things. Someone actually tagged something. They pointed out the finger was blurred also, which I didn't notice before. And people were tagging and pointing out all these things. And I was like, it's becoming more and more obvious. People think we're fucking stupid.
Yeah, the skin was literally jumping.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, brands using... filters to lie is annoying anyway, but the fact that this is Tarte, who have so much money, probably, and amazing yeah. people working for them, would release such a shitty, poorly done...
I mean, I question them a lot edited, of the time anyway.
I mean, they're a questionable. It's yeah. hardly surprising. Mm. But the fact that it would be so fucking stupid and someone thought that they could get away with that...
And what's even worse is that the person in the video literally went, this is not a filter! Yeah, like, it and it's no, it really, really is Han. Mm. And do you know what? Like, I sometimes have to give a benefit of a doubt sometimes, and I see... on TikTok, the camera quality can be lesser than iPhone. However, it does not blur your skin like that.
Listen, when you can see, a good way to judge quality is where, if you can see pores, it's a good quality camera. Mm. Yes, there'll be some suppression there, but not to the point where your skin will be blurred
right.
to that extent. Yeah. Another thing you notice is that when they're moving the skin, the face literally skips.
Yes.
So obviously you have natural colours, like I have redder cheeks and like beige down here, right?
Yeah.
If I had a filter, when I moved, those colours would be skipping around my face.
Yeah.
Also, on that note, TikTok has an auto filter on, which I didn't know. You can turn it off. However, like you said as well, Instagram can use some compression. Well, it does, it compresses everything. Yeah. So I will upload a picture that I've taken of my natural skin.
Yeah.
Under all these studio lights, to get the best quality on our 4K cameras.
4K.
You know, 4K. Come on.
Now on DVD.
Now on DVD. Blu-ray disc. And upload it into Instagram. And for some reason, I'm blurred under my eyebrow. Eyebrows. What is this?
Eyelids.
No, eyes. Under eyes. I'm blurred under my full mascara. And like in random places, I'm like, why has it done that? Because it looks like I poorly retouched my picture. Mm. But this was just so painfully obvious. It's actually criminal.
And you know what's kind of disappointing, right?
Tell me.
Is that there are some primers, and actually that they uploaded a second video to be like, no, let me show you
how.
It's actually
funny.
And yeah, and it actually looked completely different.
But I'm pretty, there's still a little bit of something.
And actually the product didn't look that great, but there are blurring primers. For example, Benefit's Porefessional does a better job than that. Mm. And there are some primers that can physically give the appearance of a blurred-looking skin and minimise those kind of pores.
I don't think they've even deleted it.
No, it's still there, and I actually screen recorded it.
I've got it. Let me see. No, it's still up. Oh my god. Do you know what? I wouldn't put it past them doing it on purpose.
Allegedly, and apparently they were also deleting comments as well.
They kept mine. Too late, hun, and they kept it.
Yeah.
Someone put, wow.
You know what's funny is that I had a few people message me and say, thanks to you and James for pointing this out. Mm. I wouldn't have known. Okay. If you feel like you don't know whether something is a filter, right? What I think is, as somebody who doesn't know how editing works in terms of professionally, I can do whatever on my own pictures, but professionally and in terms of blurring video filters, I don't really know how they kind of work. So I figured out that I can see if there's a filter by not concentrating on the area that they are filtering, but somewhere completely different,
like
a mole or a mark or a particular pore or like a piece of eyebrow or the hairline. Mm-hmm. If you watch that bit, you'll see it change like 20 times throughout the whole video.
That's the thing, but what I mean by like jumping skin, like for some reason, it doesn't go, there's a huge difference between going in and out of focus to literally just like changing within a glitchy second. I got a series on my YouTube called Instagram versus Reality, and I posted a video yesterday talking about this, and I've showed in previous videos how they do this, like not what they had done, but there's certain like YouTubers you can use something called Beauty Box, which blurs the skin. It's pretty effective as well because you add back in pores. Don't mean so you can smooth out your skin and add
so you
back
can be
texture.
Like actually my skin's really smooth but his pores.
But some of the feedback I got was, I looked at that and was like, that's so fucking obvious, it's annoying.
Mm.
And some of the feedback I got was, if you hadn't told me, I wouldn't have realised that.
Isn't
I was editing. And people were like, oh my god, I was actually going
to
buy
and
that.
I think it goes back to what we mentioned before, that a lot of people have grown up with Instagram and on like social media being the norm and actually growing up with filtered people like this.
So you can't tell the difference.
You can't tell the difference at
all. This is the thing, is photo retouching is nothing different. Nothing new, sorry. Retouching within beauty, skincare, fashion is nothing new. It's what got me into wanting to do it.
And you know, I'm not against it unless there is a claim behind it. If somebody claims this does this and they're trying to take your money, that's when it pisses me off.
Well, this thing, so in the UK and in Norway is the law that influencers and people promote promoting products, who are receiving money or pay sponsorships, cannot use filters or trickery, lighting, whatever, to enhance the quality or outcome, I guess, of a product, whether that's makeup or skincare. Because it's misleading. It's false advertising. Who else also did this recently?
Oh, I can give you a list of a few. So I'm Beauty Blender. This is actually... When does this video go out?
It's this a podcast. Next week?
Okay, because I just featured all of these in the video. I think it's coming up Sunday. I can't remember. Beauty Blender did it with someone's hand. And they blurred a patch of a hand right by the knuckles. Just that patch. I was like, you need to try a new mascara. And it literally, it was just that one patch of hand and all the rest around it. And acted like...
What's that? Why would they blur a hand?
I don't know. You need to see the video. So they were another brand that was claiming, you know, it wasn't a filter, all this kind of stuff. Laura Mercier. So somebody made a video with a filter and they reposted it, which also so
this
gets
is what
me.
I've if you go on my Instagram, I've got a saved story of brands that are allowing influencers to post filtered content. Allegedly, in my opinion personally,
and allegedly,
and Elemis and Nip and Fab are two of the most frequent. For Rayo, I actually messaged really? All these brands that I see and asked them, you know,
they're skincare though, right?
They're skincare, So I messaged all these brands that I like to call out, in quote, call out,
call
quotations,
out.
And be like, listen, there's a filter, here's the screenshots, here's the screen recording of where the filter glitches, where it cuts in. Was this done after your approval, or did you approve the post like this?
Right.
Ferreo got back to us saying that this, like, got back to me basically saying they'll be more diligent in the future, which was great. Good to hear that from them. I'm keeping tabs. No one else has got back to me about it, especially Nip and Fab. Kylie Skin posted. Do you see that? Do you see the Kylie?
She insane.
She absolutely doesn't even look real. Her nose is, like, disappearing. She's got huge eyes.
What's the point? You might as well just... what's the point in doing a whole skincare routine? It's like me just, I'm just going to put a bag over my head and be like, this is what I use for my makeup. Like, what's the fucking point?
There's no point.
Because it's not your face.
No.
Anyway, should we move on?
Yeah, no, no.
Listen, we could talk about this for 16 minutes and 20 seconds. What was next on our list?
What
was the next on our
list? Listen. Go on. Skincare, makeup, becoming fast fashion.
Yes.
We aren't saving the world, people. We would love to save the world, I would but love we're not to save very good at doing it.
I want
to
kiss a whale.
Kiss a whale, save some trees.
Kiss a tree.
You know, we're doing our little part.
Oh, yeah, that's not like, I'm spitting. No, spitting isn't. Is spit?
What do you mean?
Is it?
I don't know what you're asking.
Is that against the world?
What?
No, I mean, I'm not like walking around littering, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We're recycling. Yeah.
And this is the thing. I think as influencers, we have a responsibility to the constant PR we get, the products we get sent, kind of like dish them out where people would usually buy them themselves.
Yes, yeah.
But we're replacing that.
Right.
So friends, family, charities, hostels, which is way easier when you lived in London.
Way much easier.
Way much easier. But, you know, so I think, you know, and then also turn down PR, you know, don't ask for the PR packages
Just send it to me in a bag.
Literally, just put it in an envelope, padded envelope.
I just wish they fucking would.
I don't have room for all these boxes.
No, put it in, send loads of that paper, shove it in a padded envelope, and if it gets to me in one, well, I want it in one piece, I'll fix an eyeshadow, I'll fix a broken eyeshadow.
If it's a little bit leaky, it's fine. But it's becoming fast fashion now, in the sense that, you know, we've talked a lot about a possible brand. We don't really know, but we would want to launch something that's different in some way. We don't want to just be like a palette with your name on it, you know, kind of thing. But they're just the constant onslaught. I don't want another brand releasing their range of hyaluronic acid everything. Like, I don't fucking care. We've got so many hyaluronic acid serums now, and hyaluron or the hyalu, whatever.
It's definitely something that brands are doing at the moment. And actually, I've recently done a sponsor with a brand that released their own like vitamin C serum. Oh, and here's what I wanted to say, actually, and I actually like that serum, but here's why. Somebody commented on that video and they were like, oh, you're not very good at advertisements because we know that you don't know anything about skincare.
Oh,
and I was
rude.
Like, I literally say in the beginning of the video, I don't know much about skincare, but I love using serums before makeup. Like I always fucking say, you can put together a year's worth of me saying I love serums before makeup. And then they were like, someone else comes in. It's like, because it's a sub brand, office brand, they're only one, mm-hmm. and it has more of a mission, you know, and more of a vegan mission. They were like, you don't like subcategories. And I was like, well, listen, I only did that once. I only said once about Revolution, who literally have, I've lost count of how many sub brands they have. Revolution, Obsession,
I don't know any of them.
I Heart Revolution, Revolution Pro. Something else. Revolution loves kisses Jesus trees.
I can't loves remember. Whales.
Yeah, and it's honestly like every single week with them. Same with Colourpop as well. Like they really something. Like
they're collaborating with a cartoon every week.
It's become a joke, but you know, also use my discount code.
And kiss a whale to make
and
up
kiss
for
a
it.
Whale on the lips.
Listen, here's the thing as well. I think a lot of people look at influencers like. When I showed the amount of skincare I had, like, they were like, this is wasteful, this blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, but I'm not you. Like, it's very rare that someone like, there's someone like me out there with all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And like I said, like, if I'm not using it, someone else is going to be using it out there that I give it to, you know? You know, recycle, reuse, give away, say no. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So,
listen, we've even done that this episode of a podcast where we talk about things you shouldn't, but should, but shouldn't do. And we talk about expired makeup. And I'm like, use it, but don't use it, but use it, but don't use it. Don't use it around your eyes, but also don't use it.
But this thing as well, for all the cleansers that I don't use or aren't going to use, it turns into body wash. So then I don't buy body wash. Do you mean? There's always different. And I'm saving the world. No.
I'm saving the world and one body wash at a time.
I'm saving the world doing this. No, but I do think it's an issue. I think we have a responsibility to say no to more brands.
I think it's such a nice idea. And I think we spoke about this before. In your mind where it's like, you know what? I would love to receive all this stuff. Mm. But actually when you do, as grateful as you are for it, there's a lot of things that go into it. We physically have to pay someone now to pick up our rubbish and sort it out for us because...
Recycling.
Mm-hmm. What can we recycle? What can be given away? What is and that's
there is a
job.
Great service around us, thank God, that can do that us, but that's not the norm. That's
not at all. And it's become so much. And it's funny you say about it's not funny because we speak about it all the time. It's not funny. I got this big PR package from a really nice brand that I really like, and I was like, you know what, all of this could have been in a padded envelope.
But this is the thing, brands fail to realize that for every, you know, brands fail to realize that, oh look, here's palettes for in a huge PR package, in a giant palette,
in a huge
cardboard. There are 10, 20 other brands sending us their PR packages do the same thing, and
you
it's
know
too
who's really
much.
Good at that. There's I think they're called Pure PR, and they deal with Elf's PR in the UK. And every time they send me something, I have no idea. I'm like, what the hell? What did I order? Because it comes in the most nondescript packaging, recyclable. It's not bulky. It's not heavy. And I open it. I was like, oh, it's them. And I'm so happy that I don't have to then selfishly take a box, separate the box into what parts are recyclable, take the screen that's playing an advertisement out of a box, you know, all this crazy stuff that actually you doesn't have to put a QR code in there. I'll scan
it on my phone. Dude, who's really good at that is the Inkless and Paula's Choice. They always check with me before. This sounds super ungrateful, but it's not, they always check because, like, we just want to make sure you would want this and would actually use it. And there's been times I say no and they're like,
Juvia's place to that. They're very good at that. And some other people, I can't remember.
Sounds super ungrateful, but that's the thing. And this is, and again, what annoys me when people are like, oh, well, you were gifted this, you're biased. As awful and unthankful as it sounds, gifting means nothing. If a brand still these days assume that because they gift you a product, you're going to talk about it, you're not getting the fucking cue. Do you know what I mean? There's like, I've got 100 moisturizers probably sent to me in the last two months. Do you know what I mean? Like, some of them are probably given away.
So they're gone already.
Well, that's the thing. If I know I'm not going to use it straight away, and that's I'd be more cutthroat about as well. Give it to my neighbours or whoever. So as ungrateful as it sounds, I think Jackie Aina said something about this actually, where it becomes less and less of a...
A luxury
and a joy.
Yeah.
And more of a, like, this is like getting out. Because once a brand has your address, they will keep sending you stuff.
And do if, they.
Like a brand, they said, we're like, we're launching a new serum, which we think you'll love.
Yeah.
This was 3 years ago. I was like, yes, I'll take it. Absolutely lovely. Yeah. Like, whatever. Didn't really enjoy the serum. I bought a moisturizer from theirs out of my own money. Didn't really enjoy that. So I personally wouldn't buy the brand again. Non-stop packages.
Yeah.
Non-stop packages. that I don't know how they got my new addresses because I moved 3 times since then. So it's just like an onslaught of stuff that is annoying.
And it's always launched as well. I don't... And here's the thing. We say gifting really doesn't mean anything. And it doesn't. I'm an affiliate with Colourpop. I have my own, like, group of... on their website now. It's like Robert's favourite things. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know...
Not dedicated to
I'm not
them.
Dedicated to them. Lose I'm not going to say that they, you know... I'm going to say they need to calm the fuck down. Mm. And, you know, I choose to make money through them when I want to. When I like a product, you know? Mm. But they it does all need to slow down. It's becoming... It used to be... We used to be like, oh, there's so many releases. But now it's like this. And Revolution as well are just as bad. Mm-hmm. As soon as a brand come out with something that is really nice, they will copy it.
And launch it the next
and
week.
And launch it the next fucking week. And that is super quick. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they do that. But...
Well, this is another thing as well. Like, with brand launches, one thing... Like, I'm the first person to say I'm not keen on celebrity, like, skincare launches, because no one fucking asks you to launch a skincare brand.
Can I just turn off my lights? I'm so hot. Carry on talking.
No one asks you to launch a skincare brand. You don't... No one needs permission to launch one. But it's these celebrities that come out and they're like, I've been asked about my skincare. It's like, you're not. Like, no one's asked you about
this. You know who asks them about it? Like, it's magazines, when they're like, how to get the look.
Okay, and like 2001.
You know who asks about the editor of that magazine, and I'm reading it because I'm stuck at an airport.
Yeah. Along with Love It magazine.
I have 9 hours and it's the first thing I picked up.
Here's what annoys me, because there has been some celebrity and influencer skincare launches recently, and a lot of the feedback was, bar one, where a dermatologist was involved, was like, I'm not buying this. They're not a dermatologist. Was this? Is this a dermatologist brand? I can guarantee you.
How many?
There are. The majority of skincare brands aren't created by a dermatologist. Dermatologists probably haven't even been consulted. In fact, they're usually the last person to be consulted so that they can then use that dermatologist tested tag.
And when they are, and they say dermatologist approved, they can pay a dermatologist.
Oh, they can
be like, how are these products? Yeah, they're fine.
But then here's the thing is, I can send you my whole collection, right? And say you really loved the lip balm because it was basic vesting. You went, I really like the lip balm. I don't like the rest. I'd be like, fine, thank you. Dermatologist approved. Dermatologist tested. So
1 out of 1 dermatologist said
they love it. But this is the thing, is it annoys me that people just presume all there is to skincare is dermatologists.
Yeah.
The dermatologists are amazing, and the studying and school that they have to go through is insane. Mm-hmm. Years and years and years, I think, more than anyone can stand to actually be in school.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in brands where dermatologists are involved because they've got their experience of clients and skin conditions and ingredients that have worked for them, which goes along perfectly with their years and years, almost decades you know, of education. But to be like, oh, this brand, it didn't have a dermatologist involved. Yeah. You got your chemist. You got your chemist.
It really surprises me because people online are so quick to take advice from anyone and facts from anyone.
Yeah.
Like, but when it comes to like, I know best. Like there can be some 12-year-old in their room. I know best. They're better than a dermatologist.
Yeah.
One thing that always stands out in my mind is when Shane Dawson was trying to become a makeup artist and did his
and then said that the makeup community journey. Is
yeah,
bad.
Right. And he. I always get tagged in videos of people doing makeup or questions, things like that. And for a period of time, people were tagging at Robert Welsh, at Shane Dawson. How do I do this? I was like, how the fuck is... I didn't say it, but I was like, how the fuck is he gonna... He's been doing makeup for a week, but because he's online and he said, now I do makeup. Oh, you know? So I don't understand. People are so quick to take that advice. But when it comes to like a dermatologist or not, but why does it have to be a dermatologist just for skincare?
But this is the thing, it's because people discovered what dermatologists were
Right? And they don't know what a dermatologist is or and how they work within the skincare or within product production.
So this is the thing is, everyone will listen to a dermatologist about a particular skincare ingredient, but completely ignore the cosmetic chemist who knows exactly how to formulate these products and how that ingredients work and, you know, the regulations surrounding it and how it affects skin, but ignore and completely ignore them and discredit their years and years of education.
It's become a little bit I've seen dermatologists now doing sponsored adverts, which is great for them. Like,
get
into influencering. But again, if you don't trust makeup artists being, you know, doing sponsored jobs, then how are you trusting them?
Well, they don't. This is another problem that really pisses me off is these dermatologists obviously have their, we know how much time influencing being an influencer takes. So you have these dermatologists doing full-time jobs, right? along with gaining millions of followers on TikTok, hundreds of thousands on YouTube, and then you have people complaining when they do a sponsored job with anyone but Sarah V.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, you've got to remember these, you know, as much as you can trust every influencer sponsorships, these are people whose jobs are on the line if they fuck about with sponsorships. Yeah. These are people whose actual reputation, like, if I do a bad sponsorship, which I won't, or if you don't like the products I'm talking about, it doesn't matter, because you're not going to be sitting in a chair in front of me getting your skin diagnosed.
No, exactly.
If you are a dermatologist and you take on a shitty job just because you want some money, your career is affected by that. And what annoys me is people are like, oh, I did trust you to dermatologists, but now I don't because you're doing sponsorships. You've got all this free fucking advice that people would usually pay for. And it's great because not everyone can afford to go and see a dermatologist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's these people online giving out all this free information, and then they do one sponsored job for a brand that is not CeraVe.
Right.
And you're like, I don't know, Neutrogena. Yeah. And you're like, but, oh, I can't trust you anymore. I thought you were different. But then here's another thing. Is recently there was a brand launch, and I was kind of like watching for people's reactions to this particular brand launch. And in a lot of the comments, people are like, I'm going to wait for a dermatologist review of this brand.
Mm.
I personally would, you know, listen to a whole multitude of people's bits in the industry, from chemists, dermatologists, consumers, you know, and kind of make up my decision from then. Dermatologists gave this brand a good review, and they were like, you're biased, I don't like you. Another dermatologist, who, like, a lot of people like for a very good reason, gave the product a good review, and they're like, oh, okay. Whilst at the end of the video, also admitting their bias towards this, possible bias towards this brand, and people are like, oh, okay, fine. So it's like, people are just wanting to hear what they want to hear, then be like, that's the person I trust, the person who agrees, rather than being like critically thinking, right, so who are they to say this? What do I want from them when it comes to this review? And it's just so infuriating that people, no matter people's levels of expertise, people are just picking who they believe in and who they trust, because depending on who agrees with them.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's so fucking annoying, because it's like, everyone wants to be an expert. And everyone wants to be like, oh, you know, you need to know the science, and you have to, like, be the science. But when it comes to the science, people are like, oh, well, that's not true because so-and-so said this. Or that's not true because that person said this.
Yes, there's loads of information out there. And like we said, there is so much information out there. But you know what?
You have to do your own research.
Yeah, you have to live it and experience it and work in it to know everything. You cannot possibly know everything as a 20, 25, 30-year-old who's never been a dermatologist, who's never been a makeup artist. You can't not work in that field and assume you know everything just because you've watched videos online. Yeah. We know that. Well, we should know that from watching terrible hacks, people burning their fucking skin off, all this stuff. Like, you know, let's be wise.
This is the thing as well. We know it's none of our subscribers.
Yeah.
Listeners.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Some of the stuff he says always ends up on Reddit.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't sometimes, go on yeah. No, it's best not to go on there, but people send me stuff. Listen, Reddit can be a really nice area, but it's turned into, like, this kind of, like, instead of being like, oh, who do you like to follow, or who's, like, a little bit, who should I be wary of? It's like, who do you think is a fucking fat bitch? Who do you think is, like, a... Do you know what I mean? It's just the worst. It's, like, the cesspit of, like...
Well, I spoke to somebody who experienced, like, a bit of, like, racism on there, and they tried to put something out about, I can't remember exactly what it was, but someone did something racist in this video, and they were telling me all about, and this is allegedly because I didn't actually see the post in the comments, but they were telling me about all the comments, the replies they were getting, and it just seemed all very closed-minded. And again, I've never really been on there and dived through comments.
I don't get the layout, so
I Reddit, I don't understand. Mm. It's like Pinterest. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, and those things, it's like, follow me at reddit.r.ghost.
It's like, no, can't you just put on YouTube?
Yeah.
It's a little bit like, again, where do you get your information and where do you get your
thing as well is, when I talk about stuff, I make it very clear that I love skincare and not an expert in any way. And I always provide a list of people that I really like to listen to, professionals, and I break that down into categories of dermatologists, estheticians, chemists, science educators, all this kind of stuff. And within there's people I don't agree with. There's people whose stuff that I'm like, oh, well, you know, the majority of people think this, why do you think that?
Right.
I find it a little bit misleading or whatever. But I still put it in there because I think it's important to cover all bases? I don't know. I think it's just good research.
It's good to see everything from every standpoint. Mm.
But yeah, I so much respect for dermatologists, but they're not the be-all and end-all of skincare. No. So when it's people like, oh, is this a dermatologist brand? No, half the stuff you fucking use is a dermatologist
exactly.
brand.
Exactly. What are
you
talking about? It may say dermatologist approved, but how much were they paid for that approval?
Oh, everyone knows that. Yeah, mm-hmm. we know that's bullshit. Mm-hmm.
And that's not saying someone online, by the way. This is before fucking online existed, you know?
Oh, well, I used to believe it, you know?
Like, I used to, too. I was like, oh, teens,
mm-hmm. Like Neutrogena always used to be like, oh, dermatologist approved. Mm. We'd be like, oh my god, you better get that.
Go down to boots. They're wearing a coat. They are wearing a white coat.
They're holding clipboard. Yeah.
They looked at the skincare in a test tube for some reason, which I'm sure is a part of how
you test it. It is part of how you test for ingredients.
This looks fine in this test tube.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's approved.
Let's bottle this up. Well, this is a thing as well recently is, this isn't annoying and I'm not moaning about this. But what is affordable to you? Not now. Well, like now, but okay.
What's realistic?
What's realistic to you?
So this is why I wanted to talk about price point actually, because I was sitting here the other day and I used a Pat McGrath lip glosser right in front of us here.
Beautiful.
And I was like, oh, it's really, really nice. And I was like, oh my God, I really recognize that smell. I was like, it smells so good. And then I was like, wait a minute, that's exactly how these other glosses smell. Why am I trying? I'm not like trying to protect any brands. It was a Juvia's Place gloss.
Mm-hmm.
And I have so many of them. And I've done loads of like work with them as well because I really love the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was smelling, and this isn't sponsored by the way, but I was smelling it. I was like, shit, this smells exactly the same. And I put the Juvia's Place one and I was like, this looks exactly the fucking same.
Mm.
So I was like, so why is the price point? And I'm sure there's more. Maybe there's different ingredients in the Pat McGrath ones. It has her name on it.
Different formulations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But why would we pay that price point, that difference in price point for what other people would perceive as exactly the same thing? Is it that knowing that you're using a luxury price point?
Mm.
Or so I feel like there's a few things that I think go too far. I think any lip product that is over £20 or $20 is too far.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why it needs to be more than that. Lipsticks that are like £50-60,
mm.
Would I buy them? Why not? Yeah, it's my job. Like, I would. And I would use them and I would review them.
Mm.
And I would recommend them to people that would want to buy them. Do I think it's necessary? No. And do I think it's probably way over the amount that we paid to make it?
Yeah.
Of 100%. Course. Blushes that are $35 plus.
Yeah.
Don't see the point.
No.
Brushes, I think, are good price point.
They're a tool. They're a tool you keep.
And they last forever.
Yeah.
If you get the good ones. Like, people buy, like, I just buy my brushes from Amazon. It's like, well, see them in 3 years in the bin, you know?
Yeah.
Where you can buy brushes that can last you a lifetime. Foundations, I kind of understand being a high price point, because it's your face.
And depending on, the finish and stuff,
exactly.
Right?
And the longevity.
This is the thing. There's always that kind of example of you give, a house husband a cake recipe, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They give a professional chef the same recipe, mm-hmm. And exact same, no,
right.
The same recipe, right?
Right? Mm-hmm.
But like, where are they getting their ingredients?
Yes, exactly.
What ovens are they using?
Yeah.
Who has the more experience? Right. You know, so you can have all the same, for example, known ingredient list, mm-hmm. or pigments, mm-hmm. or whatever, but how that's made and formulated by who and with what,
I mean,
and in what way,
there's such a huge difference between drugstore and higher end, mm-hmm. in terms of like eyeshadow, for example.
Yeah.
Like, there's no doubt
there's
better things. Highlighters, powder products tend to be what's expensive, whatever. But it's just some things. I was looking at the other day, a blush, and I was like, I think I've become so immune to higher price points that it just dawned on me. I was like, why the fuck is this blush
that
$35? Why is it $35? I've used drugstore blushes that are so incredible.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? Sometimes I don't know it's a difference. The main... I could go through the brands that actually have really good blush, but that's boring.
Mm.
But like, it's very rarely...
45 minutes of Robert.
The next half an hour is me listing brands that I kind of like. Yeah, you know, it's just... It's really, really strange.
So... I watched a video. The reason I asked this is because I watched a video the other day. No, about a month ago of dupes. It was a makeup one. And sometimes I watch makeup content if I like the person. Like, and I just have it in the background.
Yeah, it's nice to have them on.
But they were like, here... I can't remember the exact prices or brands or something, but it's what triggered me. Was, here is a £100 lip product.
No.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, fine.
No.
But it was a dupe video. So they were going to present a cheaper option.
Yeah.
The dupe was £60.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hang on.
That's still expensive.
I was like, that's not budget to me. No. And even though we're in a position where we could buy that as sure. a one-off and mm-hmm. be fine and not think anything of it, I still have it within me to be like, you know what? Over 20 quid, over £15, mm-hmm. even over, sometimes over £10 yeah. is too much for a cleanser. I would pay £30 area, kind yeah. of like for a serum. But there are things that I'm still like, you know what, even though I can afford that, I still think that's too much. I don't think, it's not about how much money you have, it's about how much, it's about how much they're charging yeah. for certain things.
See, that's weird, because I always think like skincare is important to invest into. And when I say expensive skincare, I'm like, yeah.
It is, but... For example, Dr. Barbara Stratton, whatever she's called,
that allegedly, in my opinion,
makes a hyaluronic acid for hundreds and hundreds of pounds with, allegedly, in my opinion, nothing great. There's nothing about that. And just to confirm that amount of money.
That's allegedly.
And just to confirm, that's my opinion, all fictional.
Yeah.
Fictional. Non-fic.
Non-fic.
Yeah, and find it next to Goosebumps.
no, that's fiction.
Oh, yeah, it's fiction.
It's opposite, it's not real, real.
Yeah.
Non-fiction is real.
Yeah.
20 minutes of us talking about non-fiction.
For the court, speaking, listening to this.
Speaking over each other for 20 minutes about fiction and non-fiction.
When really, you can get a decent hyaluronic acid serum that works and does the job from anything from £2.99 up to £10, even £20 if you want. One. The Inculus, the Ordinary, they all do these very simple...
I'm like, wait, sorry. We've mentioned the Inculus a few times and I know there's an advert currently running from the Inculus or not.
Well, I've been accused of like being like secretly sponsored by
really?
The Inculus.
Oh, really? Okay.
Someone messaged me the other day and they were like, because Hyrum recently came out of a brand powered by the Inculus.
Yes. Yeah.
And,
of course.
Right. Yeah. So then someone messaged me and they were like, when are we going to hear it? Like trying to be like spiteful and bitchy. We're like, when are we going to hear about your brand with the Inculus? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they were like trying to catch me out on something. I was like, I just like the Inculus. And this is the thing, is like, people get annoyed when you talk about too many products all in one go. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, it's like, but what about this product? Didn't you like that? So yeah, but you know, I review and carry on.
Yeah.
So they get annoyed when you do that, but they also get annoyed when you talk too much about one brand or the same products over and over that you genuinely like.
That's so, like a video I did the other day, like, you liked everything. Oh, yeah.
Because about video of stuff I like.
I mean, it's not difficult to make these products. Yeah, I liked them.
Yeah.
If I didn't like them, there would be concern as to why this brand exists.
And people are like, have you noticed James has been... In the comments, someone was like, have you noticed James has been reviewing Glow Recipe a lot recently? And I was just replying, I was like, yeah, I noticed that. Because I like the products. Yeah. Like, I like them. I buy them with my own money. I want to talk about them. I use them on a daily basis. Can't remember what we're talking about now.
Expensive products.
Oh, yeah. Expensive product. So that's the thing, is it's like, I started reading dupe videos because although it's difficult, a dupe is more than just having the same ingredients.
Yeah.
So I kind of like didn't do it for a while because dupes kind of annoy me.
I think
some brands.
I think it's more difficult with skincare because you're aiming for similar ingredients and a similar effect.
And payoff.
Right, with makeup, it's pretty much colour, texture, feel.
Right.
Does your skin come off?
Right, yeah. It's your eyelids going to fade away. So this is the thing, is like, with my dupes, I'm pretty much like, you know, we are checking for ingredients just for what they do. Do you know what I mean? We're not looking at the ingredients and comparing and being like, oh, it must be the same thing.
Yeah.
We're going by product claims and seeing what they do kind of thing. So why are we moaning about this?
Do you think brands are take the piss?
Of?
Price point.
Yeah,
they know everyone's into it, so they're like, listen, we have this lip gloss, it cost us $7 to make. What should we charge it, because people like us?
Let's just do 40
around 40.
Well, perfect example, that hyaluronic acid serum that's worth £200, their claim to why it's so expensive is because it contains different molecular weights of hyaluronic acid, which every single fucking hyaluronic acid serum does at any price point. You find it in moisturizers, toners, it's nothing special. So yeah, they're taking the piss by trying to bring science into it, make it sound sciencey.
If you pay for something, right, I like a product with a good backstory, like a children cried into this and now it possesses the powers to make your skin
cry cried upon,
soft like children's tears. But I'm like, oh shit, that's really good. Let me get some of that. But when it's like, yeah, it's hyaluronic acid, it's like, yeah, but what,
but everything, like, what's, you know, I don't know. It's just annoying.
It's just really annoying.
Everything's annoying.
And I do believe, right, and I know there's probably some people you know what? If there's somebody out there, I don't know the real word for it, somebody who knows, like, how products are made, why they're sold at a certain price point and how people bump up and why they can do that, let us know. Hit us up. I can't remember.
We'll keep you anonymous and give you one of those phone voices. Oh,
you can talk like this.
Yes, we'll make your voice deeper.
I worked for Colourpop for.
I have a friend who does targeted advertising. That's such a good.
Write that down. Listen, I think we should wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm getting hot.
Yeah, if you're listening to this in the morning, have a good day. Should we end it on a positive note? What are you looking forward to, James?
Oh, life, spring.
The smell of daisies, smell of newborn babies in the air. Children's tears in my skincare.
No, think of a positive. I think it's great that there's still an interest within beauty, because it is obviously something that never fades. No, your beauty fades, but the industry isn't.
No,
and
everyone's beautiful.
Everyone's beautiful. And there are brands making positive changes recently. And I think, you know, sustainability isn't going to change overnight. Yeah, I know we were talking about that earlier. There are brands who are paving the way to making the industry still work and still make money and still sell, because that's never going to stop happening. You know, who was a brand that, you know, L'Oreal has been doing a lot recently. And as much as I hate to toot their trumpet, someone sent me a great article about how they've been changing their packaging and recycling stuff for like years and
L'Oreal
years.
L'Oreal, a brand that's sending me all their stuff in a padded envelope.
Mm-hmm. I give it away instantly.
I do too. Mum, you're welcome.
Yeah, my partner's mum loved it. But, you know, it's just little things like that. Like, I think we need to, as consumers, including myself, do more research on what sustainability really is, how realistic these changes are, how long it's going to take. And, you know, think beyond glass packaging and cardboard packaging.
Yeah. I want my face wash to be in a cardboard
box.
Let's talk about it. Hang on, my hands and throw it on my face.
There's this serum by Innisfree, one of my favorite Korean skincare brands.
Oh, go on.
And their whole campaign was about less plastic, right? And it was this really thin plastic.
Less plastic.
Encased within a cardboard box. Yeah. And I thought that was great. That's all I ever knew it to be, was plastic within a cardboard box.
I have it, yeah.
But do you have the cardboard packaging?
I think I do.
Oh.
Should I get it? Or
yeah.
Do I need it?
And they kind of got a bit carried away, and they're like, no plastic at all, rather than less plastic. But everyone was like, this is sneaky, this is infuriating. It's like, well, no, if you think about it, they are doing something different because they're using less plastic. If you thought that their product was literally just sitting in cardboard, we maybe have to rethink about what we think sustainability is and how it's going to work and how we're going to move towards more sustainable packaging.
So how the hell do you think a serum's going to sit in cardboard?
This is what I mean.
Come on,
it's got PVA glue on the inside.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm just being a dick about it, but I'm like, yeah, come on, like, that's common sense. But some people made some valid points where, you know, if you're shopping for that and you see that, and you see, oh, cardboard packaging, you don't instantly think, well, how is that possible? You think, oh, they must have come up a way to do that. I'm going to grab
that.
I'm helping the earth. Do you know what I mean? But it was still a good piece of packaging. Yeah. Even with that, like, slimmer plastic inside, it had so many different benefits. What keeps happening?
What does it? Why does it keep doing that?
They're hacking you. They're hacking you.
Someone's hacking my mainframe.
But yeah, that kind of wound me up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I just think, yeah. It's, oh. Anyway, spring and newborn bunnies.
Little rabbits
on a field. Okay,
let's go.
Wait, no. My positive.
What?
Wait, look around your room. There's nothing positive in here.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Robert's positive is that one day he's got a lot cleaning to do.
Yeah, one day I'm going to hang up all my clothes.
Yeah.
No, what day is
you
it
need
today?
To go free them and get
what
rid of some stuff. There's shirts that I've never seen you wear.
Yeah, I need to throw those away.
I've
actually got a clothes donation.
Yes, it's
I always think about, though, when I donate my clothes, I'm like, who's going to wear it? Because there was some man.
Sheer show some planets on. Like,
in somewhere. I don't know, maybe I'll turn it into gloves.
Yeah,
I don't know. Who knows? What day is it?
Thursday.
I don't know why I asked that. I'm about to have my second vaccination.
Oh, when's yours booked for?
August.
Mine too.
I'm still going to wear a mask.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Yeah, I'm still wearing a mask for a little bit, just because I feel safe, and also because I don't want to talk to anyone.
I didn't get a cold last year.
I had one a few weeks back.
I know, you better not wear your mask.
We'll check out.
Why am I checking my vaccine appointment? Like, listen, I can tell everyone.
Well, listen, thank you for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at @TheDoubleCleansePodcast. We also have our joint channel, The Welsh Twins, and our own individual channels. But you know what? At the end of the day, they're just not important.
My vaccination's Monday. What are we doing Monday?
I don't do anything with you Monday. What, Monday coming?
Oh.
Arr. No, what? Nothing. Monday's my filming day.
See you at the vaccination spot.
See you.
Hook up at the vaccination spot.
Grab a slice.
Grab a slice and a can and come to the vaccination spot.
Well, thanks, everyone.
Listen, nothing's that serious. It's just nice to have a little moan now and then.
Yeah, you know what? It's nice to get it off your chest, and now I'm over it.
Yeah, now I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Well, for some reason you should care about, but also don't care. It's fine.
I fancy a yogurt that's not going to make me shit myself.
Yes,
that's what I'm going to go and watch Real Housewives.
Oh, me too. It's the new one tonight.
Yeah.
What would be your... What would be your tagline?
I was going to say, what would be your tagline?
It has to be Real Housewives of Hampshire.
So if anyone who doesn't know, we've tried to end this like a million times now. For those who don't watch Real Housewives, they're like rich housewives. Not even housewives. Sometimes they're just like women who don't have husbands. Wait, but does that make them... No, because they're not a wife. Mm-hmm. They're just people living their lives, basically.
Successful women.
Yeah, and they're all really, like, you know, incredibly fabulous and all this kind of stuff. And
I hate that.
Yeah, what I hate that too. It's the only way to describe it that people would know. And they all have, like, at the beginning of each season, they have a catchphrase, like, life isn't all about rosé and diamonds, but
word
it should
on the street
be.
Is I'm the word on the street.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
It has like luxury, and then you have to be like, but
yeah.
My
the only thing I'm cleansing off my skin is all these diamonds. No,
yeah.
The only thing I'm cleansing off my skin is the gold dust. Something I don't know.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Hampshire, but
in Hampshire,
but this diamond is clean. No, I don't know.
No,
mine would be the. I know the world's my oyster, but I'm staying inside.
I'm just going to be linked to makeup.
No. It's like, I know I can go everyone, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
No, and oysters are luxury.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good
idea. That's a good one.
Oh, I'm jealous now.
Wait, let me do this for you.
Okay, you think one.
What's your name? Your name's James. You live in the house.
Yeah.
What's luxury? Kebab.
Kebab
meat.
Kebab.
Yeah.
Well presented kebab.
Okay, well presented kebab meat.
I'll be kebab meat. No.
People think I'm just a well presented kebab meat.
Yeah.
No, we'll get back to you.
Under
this
all
one.
That brown.
I'm actually just like you or me.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Well, thank you so much.
Listen, let us know your...
Let us know your housewife intro tagline.
But do actually generally, because we ask people to do something.
They never do it.
But yeah, okay, at the Welsh Twins on...
Or any of our accounts.
At the Double Twins podcast.
You know what? You know where to find us.
And we'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
I'm just kebab meat.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.